Good morning. My name is Mike. Every Friday, I talk with podcasters, producers, authors, and those in the audio entertainment business. We talk about what got them into this crazy world, who they are currently listening to, and where they think the industry is going. We're going to have a few laughs, we're going to share a few ideas, and if you find it entertaining, please hit that subscribe button. You can find more at my website, oddpod.ca. Now, sit back, grab a coffee. Each one of these people has a different story. Each one is a little bit odd in their own way, and that's why I call this the Odd Pod. Hello there. Today we are not talking to one or two, but three different podcasters from Lady History. We'll be sitting down and chatting with Alana, Haley, and Lexi as they talk about their podcast, Lady History. I think you're going to really enjoy it. There's a lot of laughs in here. And remember, these podcasts are edited. If you want to hear the unedited version, please go check out my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/theoddpod. Now, sit back, grab a drink, or three, and let's listen.
So we are here from Lady History. It's a feminist history podcast, but edgier than you might have seen before, because we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of women's history, including maybe some problematic ladies. And we were all archaeology majors. We are all huge history fans. And we like talking to each other. So we started a history podcast.
Now, all three of you are on the podcast all at the same time, correct? And then you're,
yes.
Is it a scripted podcast or not a scripted podcast?
It's not really scripted. There are some, so what we do is we talk about women in history. And usually we have notes pulled up. Lexi, I know, writes a script. I just have bullet points that I kind of talk about and make sentences out of that. So it's less, it's structured, but not as scripted. I know Haley sometimes does a script, so all of our banter is not scripted.
Well, I figured that part. I listened to it, though, and I'm like, well, they got to have notes, or they got to have some kind of bullet points, or they got to have something here, because there's a lot of information to put in there.
Mm-hmm. So it's partially scripted, partially not scripted.
It's researched.
Term I would use.
And are you all researchers by trade kind of thing, or did you all go to university and just kind of carried over?
I would say that we kind of became, I personally was not a born researcher. I went into an academic major and became a researcher by necessity. I really like doing this podcast because it's all the things that I liked about paper writing without any of the things that I hated about paper writing. Like, I get to research all these really cool things, but also I don't have to make it sound academic and good. I can just say whatever I want. Pretty much, as long as it's factual.
Yeah, well, you're not getting graded on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might get corrected on it, but you're not getting graded. So, okay.
And we're all archaeologists. All three of us are archaeologists. So know that humans have been disagreeing about how to talk about history for a long time.
And did you all three go to school together then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that answers that. And what's, can I ask what school it was?
We all went to GW, and then now Lexi and I are getting our master's from GW as well.
What's GW?
George Washington University. It's in D.C.
Oh, I've never heard of it. Sorry.
It's like two blocks from the White House.
It is 4 blocks from the White House.
4 blocks. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Then, yeah. I would not want to be there. That would not.
It was thrilling. I was there in 2016. I think all of us were, right?
We were all there in 2016. That was a fun time.
Yeah, I'd rather would have been there in 2012 or 2008.
Yes. Yeah, my dorm looked onto like the executive building. So like that wasn't great at some points.
So how did you all, like what brought this, what made it all come together and say, okay, let's start recording this?
Alana wanted to have a podcast and we didn't really have any ideas. We were just tossing different ideas around and I had already had some podcast experience. So I kind of knew a little bit of the ins and outs of the equipment side. I'm the proud owner of a Snowball microphone and I'm a big fan of Audacity. So I was already in that realm. And so Alana was really interested in getting into that because she was a big podcast fan. And so we were like, we want to do a show. What's the concept? And then we were tossing ideas around. And Haley came into the conversation and we were like, what if we did like women's history? And then Haley did not want to be left out of that. Am I explaining this correctly?
Yeah, because I came up with the name Lady History.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we've been discussing this for hours. We can't decide the name. And it was within my three, like, names, Lady History. And they couldn't get rid of part of it then. Mm-hmm.
Lexi was like, does the world really need another feminist history podcast? And I was like, does the world really need another true crime podcast? No, we're going to do a feminist history podcast. Doesn't stop anybody else.
The true crime niche is so full. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny. I talked to a few of them, obviously, and they're getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of downloads per episode, regardless if it's there's one about Canadian poutine and then there's one about, like, British serial killers. And I'm like, how are they getting so many listens? That's the numbers are crazy.
People love crime.
I still listen to And That's Why We Drink. I've been doing it for years. And
well, that's a fun one. Yeah,
that's a great one. I've seen them twice live. I'm obsessed with them. So I'll just say that, like, for true crime, yes, it's saturated, but, like, I'm still in that little salty soup there.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on your niche. Like, I had never really gone down the true crime path until just a few months ago. And everyone was talking about Serial and S-Town. And those two I didn't really pay attention to. Once I heard S-Town, my mind was blown. It was crazy. It was amazing that people could take that kind of audio and get that kind of production value out of it. Okay, so you all got together, you decided on a podcast, and then when you did your very first episode, did you script the whole thing, or did you, like, were you really nervous about it? How did that all come together, and how did you finally get it edited and up, and what made you decide to, or, like, who did you host it with, for example?
Lexi is our fantastic editor. I really think she's a genius. I know she's just using, like, Audacity and not really into this fancy stuff, but I think she does a really good job. We had all done college radio. So I was like, I wasn't really nervous about, like, getting in front of a mic and starting to talk. I was a little bit nervous about being corrected on history, but once I was like, correct me if I'm wrong, just be nice about it. I was like, okay. Hopefully they'll be nice about it.
So now when you're editing them, are you all recording your voices separately and then sending them to Lexi, or are you all using, what platform are you using to all talk together, I guess I could say?
So we talk on Zoom, and we record the Zoom, and we each record our solo audios. Usually the Zoom sounds fine unless something horrible goes wrong, and that's why we have our solo audio for backup.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, this StreamYard works fine normally, and I should be recording myself and getting recordings from everyone else, but so far I don't run into a lot of crosstalk or squelch or any issues. But when you get like three people, I imagine it would be a bit more jumbled sometimes.
We talk over each other all the time in real life too, so it's just adding to the authenticity of hanging out with us.
And actually it's easier than radio, because if we say something stupid, we can cut it out. But, you know, back in the day, we had to filter ourselves because you can't curse on air on the radio. And, you know, if you say something dumb, it's out in the world and you can't get rid of it. So it was actually a very easy transition in that way, because now if we say dumb things, they just say, Lexi, cut that out.
And see, I thought that was going to be like, that was my most, like, difficult challenge to overcome, because for radio, I was ready that this was my only shot at to make it really good. And I think I lost a little bit of that confidence with Lexi's genius audio skills, especially with a script. We never used scripts or had like a real set plan for our radio show, so that's different. So for me, for reading a script and then having to focus on their faces like laughing at me is very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's always harder when you feel like you're being stared at.
Yeah. Even though we were in, like, for our radio studio, we would have a control room and then have another separate room, which was like a big round table with, again, like the fancy mics and headphones. So we were all still staring at each other. And Lexi and I used to be in the booth together, like punching each other. So I don't know why it's like so much different for me being away from them and not having like Lexi being able to just like push my chair aside and take over the board, which she had to do multiple times, but still working out great, I think.
I think also the script thing is different because we just did talk radio. Like, we didn't really have a theme for our radio show. We just talked. It was called District of Conversation. So I think that says a lot about what it was. Whereas now with Lady History, we have like a goal and things that we're actually trying to accomplish.
Did you actually meet at the university on the radio station? Or did you, like, were you roommates in a dorm or something that said, yeah, let's start a radio show?
Well, Haley and I met doing Relay for Life, which is a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And we talked about this a month ago, that I just don't remember meeting Lexi. I think she just appeared in my life.
So I knew Lexi a little bit. I knew a lot of like the other archaeology friends because Lexi and I are actually a year older than Alana. So we kind of all knew each other from being in a major of like 9 people. I think that's like the group Lexi and I graduated with. So when I met Alana and knew that she was going to be an archaeology major as well, I kind of like brought her in. So we're definitely friends because of what we study.
Oh, that's good. And are you all in the field now of archaeology, or is that all 3 of you?
Yep.
Well, yeah, museums, but
yeah,
museums is archaeology. we're all museum. Well, Haley just graduated. We're all museum studies master students. So Haley has her MA in museum studies, and then Alana and I are pursuing our MAs in museum studies.
But we've also all done field work.
Field work, yeah. We've dug.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, this makes almost perfect sense then to dive kind of down this path, and who knows where it might lead, I guess. And how long do you want to keep doing this for?
Until I die. Or I guess one of the two of them dies.
I don't know. Well, I can't wait to continue if one person dies. The rest of us just keep going.
So that's what your plan is for me. Thanks. Now I know.
But yeah, so it all sounds really interesting. But now what are you listening to? I'm going to start with Haley. What are you listening to now? Like, what are your top 2 or 3 favorite podcasts? You said, this is the reason why we drink. I forget the name of it.
And That's Why We Drink. That I think is like the first podcast I ever started listening to. Oh, now I'm going to have to pull up my Spotify because I'm not good with names. Ologies is also my favorite. I really like educational stuff because I'll listen to this when I like walk or when I used to walk to work. So I think Ologies and That's Why We Drink are the ones that I listen to most regularly and then hop around episodes. They actually got me interested and obsessed with Hey Riddle Riddle. So that's like the only comedy podcast I listen to. Otherwise, it's going to be that. Some food. I used to listen to Bon Appetit's podcast, which was great. Also, now I'm forgetting their names. All the names. Lady History, obviously, I listen to. That keeps popping up. So that's embarrassing.
Do you listen to your own podcast?
Sometimes. Smart Mouth is also my last like favorite one with Catherine Spires. She's great. It's also like a food history. So you see that always covering my bases with the food and the history and the comedy.
I've never heard of Hey Riddle Riddle before, so I'm just looking them up now.
They are.
And what about you, Alana? What do you listen to the most?
So I also listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. We actually had one of the hosts of Hey Riddle Riddle on our show last month. It was a big deal for us. I still haven't recovered from it. I might never recover from it. I'm still thinking about it. I think about it all the time. But I also listen to any podcast that John and or Hank Green has done ever because
that's true.
I love them a lot. I think I like their educational content. They have one of those like listener submitted advice podcasts. SciShow Tangents is one that's kind of educational. John Green does. Actually, I don't think he's doing it anymore, but it was called The Anthropocene Reviewed, where he reviewed different facets of the human-centered planet on a 5-star scale. Tearjerkers, all of them, really very emotional, reviewing everything from Diet Dr. Pepper to Auld Lang Syne. But I don't think he's really doing that anymore.
I need you to share that playlist then, because that sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Also, I do listen to Lady History. It is actually my favorite podcast. I listen to it all the time. And I'm like, we are We are so good at this.
Oh my God.
I just love the sound of my own voice. Unabashedly, I love the sound of my own voice. So I will listen to my podcast all the time. It gets our listens up. They don't know that it's me.
Yeah, I guess that's true too. I can download it on my wife's phone too and my kids' phones, and they don't know the difference. Oh, well. Alexi, what are you listening to?
So I'm a big Hey Riddle Riddle fan, of course. That's kind of the thing on our show. It's like we got Haley obsessed with Hey Riddle Riddle. I also love, I love fantasy podcasts. So I really love Hello from the Magic Tavern because it combines fantasy and improv comedy. I like Mission to Zix, which is a similar theme. It's like fantasy, but it's in space and it's improv. But my all-time favorite podcast is Tropical Moon. And if you haven't ever heard it yet, do yourself a favor. It's fabulous. I listen to it on repeat. Like, I've listened to the same episodes over and over and over again because it is so well done. It is the most unique and incredible thing ever. I also listen to Lady History. I don't mind my own voice. I know it freaks a lot of people out, but I just like to listen back to it because then I'm like, well, we did a good job. And it builds confidence. Those are kind of, and I listen to Sleep With Me, but only when I sleep. So I don't hear much of it, but it works. So if anyone has trouble sleeping, the podcast Sleep With Me is so effective. It really works.
I do not have that problem. I usually smoke a big fat joint just before bed. And then what I do is I walk the dog and listen to podcasts at the same time, which is why it's great hearing all these different podcasts, because chances are that I'm going to listen to them and I'll enjoy them when I'm stoned. But then the next morning, I'm like, what the fuck did I listen to last night?
Hello from the Magic Tavern's a really good one for under the influence.
Hello from the Magic. It's funny. I listen to a lot of D&D podcasts, and I don't.
It has a similar vibe, but they're not playing a game. It's totally free form. Whatever they want to do, whatever they want to say. So it's like a D&D podcast, but with no rules.
We actually did a D&D radio show. That's also how we like all cemented our friendship.
Oh, really? Do you play as well, or do you just?
Am I the only one in a current campaign? We're gonna start one. But yeah, I'm in a current campaign that's like an Indiana Jones-esque campaign, which is great. I'm a wizard.
D&D podcasts get huge numbers too. I don't know what it is, but for some reason they just get like massive numbers. Like some guys are getting like a 500 downloads an episode, for example, and they might only be doing two episodes a month because they'll play for 3 or 4 hours bi-weekly. Then they'll make that into 3 or 4 different episodes. Just saying, in case you decide to record your next campaign.
We were actually talking about it. We were talking about starting a campaign. We're like, hey, you know, let's expand our podcast brand. We'll bring you guys into the fold, like the people we're talking about doing it with. And then it's a podcast brand with these two podcasts under it. And one's a D&D show.
Well, what would you call the brand, though? Like, what would you name it?
I don't know.
Because Lady History is already kind of specific. You almost have to go with Lady Gaming or... Lady Wizard or Lady... I don't know.
I would love Lady Wizard, honestly.
Well, it takes away that connotation of witch, because everyone, like, that's just a negative connotation of women being called a witch, whereas a Lady Wizard is basically a witch, but that has a masculine tone to it, like from the word wizard, and it would be completely left of what everyone thinks the term witch means. Maybe I'm reading too much into that, but...
No, this is truly how we think of things when we come up with new topics and concepts. We think of like all the possibilities of how people can interpret things. And that's why it
takes so long to name things, because like we're trying to name our Patreon tiers and we're like, but what about what people might think of what this name means?
Well, especially if you're pushing the feminist side to each, well, to your stories, to your podcast. And for the tiers, I don't know, I don't know how you define it. You can go from like girl, woman, lady or something like that, but that sounds kind of sexist too. I don't know. That's something
you can see the struggle that we're having.
Well, I can agree. I mean, it's because, you know, you don't want to offend anybody. You still want to get your point across, and it's challenging. But that does look interesting. Hello for the Magic Tavern. I am going to start watching those, I think, or watching, listening. And that's the other thing too, is like, I find that podcasts are a lot like an audio version of Twitch. Which is why I think a lot of people are drawn towards the gaming ones or the history of gaming, for example, or stuff like that, because it gives them something to listen to while they're doing other activities. But that's, you know, my 2 cents worth.
Makes sense. I totally agree. I will always have some sort of, no matter what I'm doing with my eyes or my hands, I have something like on in the background. Because if I can only hear my thoughts, then I have to hear my thoughts, and I don't want to do that.
I think a lot of us are that way, especially with the last few years. It's like you don't want to, it keeps you in a depression when you've got something plugged into your ears. Whether I'm washing dishes or cleaning the toilet, I'm listening to something. Until my AirPods go in the toilet, and that'll make off fire.
That's a constant fear of mine with my AirPods, because I feel like my ears are like too tiny for the AirPods. I feel like they don't just fit correctly, and they keep falling out recently, and I'm too scared to be cleaning with AirPods. So now I have like random Google speakers around my house to just forever constantly follow me with sound. So far.
Yeah. Okay. And you can't wear headphones like this because the cords are so long and
Yeah. There.
Like this one's like 9 feet long or something. That's I'm constantly.
I think this is like an aux cord from like my dad's old car, honestly, that I plugged into my headphones.
Speaking of microphones, so what is everyone using for a mic?
I think I have no idea.
Lexi and I have the same snowball. I know okay. that.
I have a snowball. Snowball,
but Lexi is a snowball. I have an LCB something or other. It was one of these things that was like $35 on Amazon, and I was like, sure, we can be amateurs. That's fine.
Oh no, they work fine as well too, especially when you got it on one of the arms.
Yeah, I have mine on a stand because we don't really move a lot.
Clink, something just broke.
And Alana records in a closet, so she has to have the most.
I also record in a closet. I don't know if you can see my clothes are kind of, they're doing the soundproofing.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. I'm in my basement, but it's messy as all hell. And then, yeah, these things do definitely help. The pop filters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use a Blue Yeti. But the problem with that is you got to keep adjusting the gain because sometimes it goes up and sometimes it goes down and it makes me sound like a smoker. Okay, well, I think I covered quite a bit there. Now you have 19 episodes done. How many do you have in the can, like coming down the pipe?
We're about to record, like right after this, we're going to record a new one. And then we tend to record on Sunday evenings and then the episodes are released on Thursdays. We don't have a buffer at the moment because we just used our buffer for the holidays. But sometimes we'll do two on a weekend and then the next weekend we'll do another two just so we have like some backlog, just in case like something happens. Like Lexi and I are full-time students and who knows what goes down the ring. Our, you know, this week's episode was delayed because of an attempted coup. So we get to prepare for every eventuality.
Yeah. And how do you think of how do you find the ideas? Does one person find the idea every week or do you collaborate on that too? Or would you brainstorm like five or six ideas and line those up for the week?
We have a spreadsheet. It is my favorite spreadsheet. It is so beautiful. It's sometimes I just look at it because it's so pretty. And it's our theme ideas. And then each of us claim a lady under that theme. So we've done all female suffragists, and then we did witches for Halloween, and it just like sometimes we'll pick a theme based on who someone wants to talk about, and the other two just have to like figure it out for themselves. And sometimes we'll just be like, hey, this would be a fun thing to talk about, and we all have to find whoever.
That'd be fun too, is having someone guess who the name is by just different clues.
We did that with Erin Keith.
Yeah.
Riddle. So for her episode, we kind of just played games with her since that's kind of like a
history trivia game.
Yeah. So that's and one of the games.
You started this in August.
And we have plans through July. Like we think very far in advance of the themes. So it's kind of a fight of when each theme is going to be.
Well, that's great. But you have to figure out some, I guess, for the holidays.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do for Valentine's Day, but who cares? That's a shit holiday anyway.
Oh, we have a plan.
We
have a plan to make it good.
Yeah.
Well, don't spoil it for those of us that don't really care about Valentine's Day.
You'll care about it because of this episode, which is going to be really good.
All right. No spoilers then. Does it involve a heart?
No.
Okay, a bloody heart that was pulled from someone's chest?
No.
That's more of a true crime thing, I guess. Okay, good. All right, we won't go too far down that path. Okay, so you're going to do a next episode after this. And how long does it take you to record an episode?
Depends how long it's been since we talked to each other. Because for a while, you know, if it's been a couple weeks, we'll just, like, I'll sit in my closet and we'll sit on Zoom and just talk for an hour before we even do anything podcast related. But we all talked pretty recently, so it'll probably take us an hour and a half-ish.
Okay. And now off topic, Lexi, never go to Vegas and play poker because you are horrible, horrible in your poker hands.
This is why I have trouble reading like my notes and I have Lexi there like staring at me.
I've lost a lot of money in casinos.
No kidding. It's like, oh, I got such a good hand. You look all excited. Yeah, you are. I would love to play poker with you. You'd be so poor. But we'll leave it there. Okay.
My family plays poker every night, but I'm not invited because I would be broke.
Yeah, you're rather excitable. Just,
yeah. It's really cute. I think it's cute.
Lexi is very enthusiastic.
You know, I think that's a high dopamine level in your mind, in your brain. You must have that chemical just turned up just a little bit, which is good. That's a great thing. You know, because some people would kill for that. So I'm just saying, enjoy it while you can, but don't play poker, whatever you do. But yeah, I think I got everything I needed. Like I said, I can usually get these done in half an hour. That was really informative. I think we learned quite a bit. I'm going to try and get this out in February. How do you say it? February or February?
I hate February.
That I still can't
personally,
spell it,
so. But why is there an R there if you're not going to say it?
Actually, that wouldn't work either. Okay, I got everything I need. I appreciate your time. Where can people find you? Is everything at, you host on Anchor, I'm assuming, correct? Yes. Okay, where can everyone find you?
So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Lady History Pod or Lady History, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you take, when you go through Anchor and everything pushes out to the RSS feeds, did you claim ownership on Apple or are you just letting Anchor handle the Apple podcast?
So when I did it, Anchor made me sign up for the Apple podcasts by myself using the RSS URL that Anchor generates.
Okay, good.
But it goes automatically to everything else. But sorry, my dog is barking. This probably won't be usable. But yeah, it's not automatic to Apple, but it's automatic to everything else.
Okay. Well, yeah, the reason I was asking is because some people just let Anchor do everything. And the problem with that is that you don't see your stats when you log into Apple. And Apple has the best stats. And can Apple I ask
the majority of our listens too? So
oh, for sure. Can I ask how many downloads you get per episode? Would you say on average?
I think like 45 to 50. But
those are good numbers.
But Aaron Keefe just plugged us on Hey Riddle Riddle, so everything is spiking at the moment.
Yeah. Like we got 219 on the episode with her last time I checked. It might even be more now. She's
like 250 now.
Around that, and like our first episode spiked because people went back and listened to it because she plugged us. So,
oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, because I think you can start monetizing when you hit like 100 downloads per episode on average. And I think they say the average podcast gets 136 downloads per episode, which is, that's a pretty good number. That's more than I get per episode, and it's more than 50. I mean, but those are good numbers if you're getting stuff like that. And you've only been doing this since August. So give it a year, you might even be close to doubling that. I'd be pretty happy with those numbers.
I'm already happy with tell me for some reason, every time I try to like log on to anything from Lady History, like it took me a month to get into our email because our email just hates me. So they update me. And I just get so happy when they're like, we have one more listener. And I do like a little happy dance in my apartment.
Well, that's good. And then do you do a lot of feedback? Like, do you get a lot of feedback you find from your listeners?
We get a lot of feedback from my mom. who is probably our biggest fan. Actually, no, we have a professor that all three of us had who I think is actually our biggest fan. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's promoing us to all of her classes. That would be cool. We should ask her to do that. I just had that idea. but she's our biggest fan. But we get a lot of our feedback from my parents, who criticized the podcast once, and now they're not allowed to call me on Saturdays. I only accept praise.
Anyway, I appreciate your time. I think we got everything covered. Is there anything else you want to say or throw out there, and I can add it to the podcast at all?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Blank.
I'm good.
All right, we're good. That was fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Wait, I do have a question. Actually, I do have a question. What is your dog's name and what kind of dog?
Well, my new dog is Fairy, and she's a foxhound. My last dog was Squeaky, and she was a train walker coonhound, and she just died. And I think about her all the time. And, well, she died 2 months ago. So then we got Fairy about a month and a half ago. But, yeah, Squeaky was the dog's name.
My childhood dog, the dog that I had for 12 years, died a year and a half ago, and I still think about her all the time. So I am with you.
Yeah. What was that dog's name?
Her name was Minnie Bear Cooper, and she was an Akita mix.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my wife likes hound dogs for some reason. So we keep getting these tree and walker coon hounds or blue tick coon hounds. And they're all rescues from hunting dogs that get lost or bred too much, or, you know, they just get abused. Because I don't know, like, you're in New York and Washington, but when you get down into the South, whether it's Kentucky or Virginia or wherever, and they all go hunting with their dogs and they'll have a pack of 15 or 20, and they don't care if they lose two or three when they go out. It's just shit. So we end up with all those dogs. We foster them and we take care of them and stuff.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's fun. It keeps you busy. That's why I walk so much and listen to so many podcasts, because I'll walk the dogs and, like I said, smoke a joint and put on about 10 miles a day. But honestly, I'm semi-retired. So it doesn't really matter to me. I got the time. Anyway, thanks very much. Enjoy your evening. I'll let you know when this pops up. And I'm going to go listen to your show right now. Actually, I'm going to listen to that Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yes.
We're their biggest fans.
Well, now you got pictures.
Episode 120 of their podcast is the one that inspired me to ask Aaron to be on our show.
All right. Enjoy your evening. Thanks very much. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Well, that was fun. That was Lady History. I just want to remind you that you can find them on, pretty much everywhere. Just search up Lady History Podcast. You're going to really enjoy it. Once again, this was an edited podcast. If you want to hear the full version, it's about 40 minutes long, I think. And you can find that at patreon.com/theoddpod. You can also see all of these videos on YouTube under The Odd Pod. Go figure. It's like magic, these name things. Okay, I'm done. I hope that you had a fantastic day. We'll talk soon, next Friday. Bye-bye.